In this podcast, we'll be discussing self-harm. If you find this distressing in any way, please make sure you look after yourself by asking for support from somebody that you trust or getting information, advice and support from our website on www.hampshirecams.nhs.uk.
Hi, so I just want to welcome Amelia and her mum, Emma, to do this podcast with me, which is fantastic. Thank you both very much. Now, you've both had an experience of issues around self-harm, which I think you're happy to share, and about a visit that you had to make to hospital. And I'm just wondering if you can share a bit about your experiences.
Yeah, so Amelia probably self-harmed for a couple of years, and resulted in the final episode of self-harm resulted in a visit to hospital, an A&E visit. I think it's worth sort of talking about that, and what I guess to expect, and just how that experience was, really.
Do you remember that, Amelia?
I don't remember everything about it, but I do remember a few things that happened.
Quite a scary thing to go to A&E, I should think.
Yeah.
It was quite a decision. Well, it felt like a decision. In hindsight, it wasn't a decision, but I think your instinct just takes over. So Amelia had self-harmed a lot before, but never. We'd always dealt with it at home.
Yeah, and I always just dealt with it myself.
Yeah.
I didn't really think I needed any extra medical-like help.
Mm.
But then you thought different.
Yeah. I mean, this one was significantly worse than other instances, and sort of your adrenaline and everything just sort of takes over a little bit. But it was definitely the right thing for us to have done, because she did need medical help.
So it sounds like you need a bit of persuading.
Yeah, but I think now, looking back on it, I probably, like, I did need to go, and that it was okay to go, and
Was it that you didn't think you needed treatment, or that you were just a bit frightened about going, do you think?
I was probably more frightened about going and about the environment, and just, it sounds silly, but like being judged by the other, like, nurses and things.
Judged because you harmed yourself?
Yeah, and feeling like they are there to treat people that have maybe been in accidents and things, and that if I'd done this to myself, it was kind of my fault that I was needed the help.
Yeah.
So that I felt a bit embarrassed asking for it, so I felt like it'd just be better to deal with it myself.
So how did you persuade Amelia?
Well, it wasn't a persuasion, it was we're going. So we had phoned an ambulance, and that was going to be a little while.
I remember I did speak to a lady on the phone.
We did, yeah, I forgot about that.
I was quite distressed, so I didn't
really forgot
remember.
About that.
But I spoke to a lady on the phone, and she just asked me a few questions about it, and then she did tell me that I needed to visit A&E.
Yeah. So I think it was just that us taking her was the quickest way to get her there.
Right.
It was a bank holiday, you know, and it was going to be a fairly long wait, and we could just get in the car and go. And even when we were there, I think you still felt like we probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
They're not always the most pleasant places to be, A&E
no.
departments. They can be a bit cold and noisy. And
yeah. And as well, like, when, like I said before, like, I'd done it to myself, and you're surrounded by people that, like, you can kind of tell, like, someone's, like, broken their arm, or, like, broken their leg or something, and then I feel like I shouldn't be there because it, like, it was my fault, and I thought that I was, like, wasting their time a bit, and just would have been fine at home, like I had previous times. But now, looking back on it, I think that it was okay to be there, and they didn't judge me, I don't think.
So you can look back and think, actually, I needed that treatment because actually I was in distress and I had, you know, needed that input.
Yeah.
And we also got taken to a children's bit of A&E, which was actually a lot nicer atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether all hospitals do that, but certainly where we were, there was the main A&E, and then there was we got put through into a side room with children, and you were away from you know, the main waiting room, which was a lot nicer, wasn't it?
A lot more relaxed, and I could calm down a bit.
Yeah, and there were other kids playing, and you know, just. It did take some of the tension and pressure away, didn't it? Not being with some of the grown ups.
Yeah, and it's more crowded.
Yeah, it was very busy.
Yeah, it was very busy.
Stressful for you though, watching on.
Yes. It was very stressful, but I think once we'd seen the first person, it kind of all followed on, didn't it? So they do an initial assessment and
ask me like questions about what happened and why it happened and things like that.
And I didn't feel that you were judged.
No, they were all very friendly.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like I was being judged.
I had to have a lie down.
Yeah.
I probably coped worse.
You usually cut, well, yeah.
Worse than Amelia did, but they were very... They were obviously more interested in the physical side and getting her wounds sorted. And then obviously the call through to CAMHS to sort out what happens next.
So were you on the paediatric ward overnight?
No, because I had an appointment with CAMHS the next morning.
Ah, okay.
So they let
us go.
Right.
They would have kept her.
Yeah, previously they did. But they didn't that time because I didn't need.
It was a Monday night into a Tuesday, and we'd actually got an appointment at CAMHS Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. So we came home about 3 o'clock in the morning. Was it? Middle of the night, and they said because we'd already got this appointment in place, it was fine. Otherwise, I think they'd have kept us in until somebody from the crisis team came to do an assessment.
Yeah.